Lecture 9, The Greek Polis, Athens.
Hello once again, and welcome to the ninth of our lectures in this series on the foundations of Western civilization. In our last lecture, we talked about Sparta, one of the most famous and important of the Greek polis. In this lecture, we turn to Athens, surely the most famous, the most important, and in lots of ways the most interesting of the Greek polis. Now, we saw in talking about Sparta that a very orderly and therefore a very stable system was created. When we turn to Athens, we can forget about that. Order and stability are not words that we would use if we talk about Athens. We could actually say that what the Athenians did is proceed in orderly fashion from crisis to crisis. That probably captures the Athenian system and the Athenian situation as well as anything. The great story in Athens is basically this. It is a shift of power from a relatively small number of eupatrids. Eupatrids are well-fathered people. That's literally what the word means. Pater in Greek means father, as pater means father in Latin, as vater is father in German, as father is father in English, as père is father in French, as padre is father in Spanish. That, by the way, is a little lesson on the Indo-European family of languages, how we can see one word that is so similar across a range of languages. But that doesn't help us understand Athens very well. Back to the story. Athens had been run by well-fathered men. And over a period of about two centuries, political power was shifted to the demos, to the people as a whole. What people? That'll be part of our job to explain. What people, indeed. But we move from eupatrids to the demos. Now, with the luxury of hindsight, we can see in Athens what seems like a very orderly process that has almost an air of inevitability about it. The Athenians marched forward to create a democracy. The process perhaps seems natural to us because we admire democracy and we suppose that others would share our admiration for democracy, and therefore we assume that the Greeks would have shared our admiration